The current daf, Mesechtas Nazir, daf Nun Ches, begin with Alf. Begin Ches Mas, the begin words of the Gemara. The Gemara thought to say that this is a machlekes hanoim regarding if a kav is called a lishma kav or not. And that the Gemara quote, the Rabbi says, no, the kulam lishma kav. Everyone agrees that it's not considered is of cutting off the pace. Chisakra, when you need a pasuk, is so then how do we understand the man that holds? You needed to tell you that if you're cutting off all the hair on the head, anyways. Hekli hikabam peil b'sev gilach. It's where you cut off the pace and then you shave off the hair on the head. Now. And that's as Tosfos explains. The chiddush is avgav the efshlekam shneim. Although you could really fulfill both, could go and shigal chalresh if you just shave all the hair at one time. Still, also say the beglich b'dochale. So if you do it the way we described it, the mitzvah say of cutting up, shaving up the hair will override it. The Gemara asks from the Shlakish b'chulu from the Shlakish. If you could do both, then you're not allowed to override the loisas. Says Tosfos quotes the Gemara. El de kulam shmag kav. No, you're right. Everyone really holds that cutting up the hair of the whole head is the isser. Laman the mukil reishai. Now the one who explains that what does reishai teach you? The leil mil of lemitcha loisus of asay that you can learn out that you could override a negative prohibition and the positive grammar. The highness to explain the nazir that it's teaching regarding mitzvah that's nazir the chsibbe that says a loisay of tali abal reishai and the mitzvah sebe kodesh yeah. So how do you know loisay in the first place? So that's as Tesis quotes from the words of Gemara. The lav great enough to make because just to say asay decha just a regular negative prohibition that we know from gedilim taslach. The Gemara's question is, this quotes, Man the Moki Reisha Lav Grid. Now, the one who holds Reisha's teaching just a negative prohibition of that of Lisa Kifu, so my Temel enough to make them. Why doesn't he learn from Gedilim Taslach that that teaches you, I say, the relations ain't my climate sisters? Because the taste is plain, Dila Kup is called a Reshma Kup, because if you think he's coming to tell me, yeah, yeah. No, I know from Gedilim, I say, the relations, but I need to have, as I said in the beginning of the Sugya, that to tell you that here there's an Isser that it has to be overridden. No, Leisokra, that the Gemara understands that you don't need the pasuk because if you lahash the Gemara at this point understands that that mesvar you did now enough from logic. Not mishum the hoysa v'galech because you think he's going to cut off more than just the pace Leisraba pays that's going to make him not liable for cutting up the corner of his head. Keichad man the mukulel lav nasei just like the one who explains the pasuk for a negative provision that pasuk mem naim naz which in the case of naz isli he holds the shmak of mesvara he knows logically of course it's considered the iser of cutting up pace. Belav k'maid disagi that the mekara meaning not like we originally understood the boy kol hashmin that we need the pasuk to tell you. As Tesis explained, the bottom of the previous oven, that covers kolorosh magava. That actually it's coming to say that there is an Isra, and therefore I need to have a Seder Chalitza. But of course I know Seder Chalitza. No, the Gemara doesn't understand it right now. The Gemara is asking, according to him, why did you know it from Gedilim Taslach? So the Gemara, as Tesis quotes, that we learn out something else from that pasuk. Tzitzis hakonef min hakonef. It says, the tzitzis of the corner, which means the type of the garment of the corner. The mashma, which sounds like mekal min shehi hakonef. Whatever type of fabric is the corner of the garment, whatever, combed silk, or different types of silk. Now, on the other hand, except temepishtim, it says, quotes towards the Gemara, it says, one linen. Some claim says, near the gedilim, the mitzvah tzitzis. So, what is it? Any type of fabric, or it's wool linen? So, temepishtim, the wool linen, it exempts whether it's the same type of linen, can someone use a wool string for wool garment, or pishtim, wool, a linen, tzitzis for a linen garment, or, main semer, like kalachas shrikin. Or whether you're using wool for carded silk or whatever type of silk, because it tastes explained, this is a biblical drasha, because Afin Chayev Rav Natar, Rav holds that those types of fabrics are actually biblical, also obligated to have tzitzit, Chemash Perikman, Likin, Shabbos, Levachom, Simon, Beis. But Sharminen, other types of fabrics, but Minen Paitrin, those tzitzit strings only exempt in the same type of fabric, current Kelech, Lekech, Mastrikin, different types for each type. But Shalayba Minen, Inen Paitrin, but when it's not the type, it's not going to exempt. So therefore, I have a climb of tzitzit. Regarding the halacha, the teacher that you can have one linen by tzitzit, the leis say, but the leis say that a positive commandment of tzitzit over it, make a prohibition claim. I can't learn off because we don't know, and therefore he has to learn off from Reisha. The Gemara asks, as Tesis quotes, the high time that the mapically Reisha lalav greedem, the one who learns the first price of that Reisha is teaching you that it could override a negative prohibition of just cutting off the payers. So the question is, the also say, but the leis say, but say that a positive commandment could override a negative prohibition and a positive commandment, meaning, as Tesis explains, Hekadein Shabbakol, which is not universal. Tesis quotes the words of the Gemara, but not only. So where does he know this halacha from? Because he doesn't have it from Rishi, because he learns on the love grade. So the Gemara answers, Tesis quotes Nafkli Mezikinoi, learns out from the other extra word by Mitzvah, that of shaving off the hair of his beard. As Tesis quotes, Kimafash Velcha, as the Gemara is going to shortly explain. But Tesis says, don't wonder, I might be Shid Lashas Tadachi. Why does the Gemara take it so for granted that this mandam will hold that it overrides? What do you mean? Only have a limit for a license. How do you know Lysa Vasei? Yeshlam Tesis, what he says like this. He's talking that the Gemara thing to say the law also says that a positive commandment cannot override a negative provision of a positive commandment, meaning b'shem shabakom when it's not universal, like clean is not universal, it's only for canon. If that's the case, So Lamanda Mabigresh will upgrade according to the Tana, the first price that learns Rashi teaching which is negative prohibition Mali Dorsh Gedilim, and he doesn't expand the halacha of Gedilim to teach us a dechalasa say. So in the Hokkaim Alam Chalduchta, this that we know throughout Shas, the Asa say, but the Chalduchta say greater. That Pazik Mem could override even the generic Loisa say, a fellowship of call, even what's universal Loisa say, no, where do we know it from? Meaning, Ima Kofa, if it's coming off the payas, what do you mean in Shabbakal? This is not universal. We were learning it from Rashi, which is by Mitzayr, by Koim. Elavadi, obviously, Lugufal Yitzchak, obviously, that you don't need it for itself. Because Dafalulava say Dochik Shin Shabbakal, Gnifashu Azabasiknam, because must be, and this is what the must be is, because no, if it's a lava shayna shabakoil, that even a loisev say it's going to be deichem, as we're going to ultimately learn that from Zikonai. Then again, if that's the case, ayatale resh dakov, actually this halacha of learning at resh b'mitzar of the permission of cutting up his payas is extra to teach him any in lashayna shabakoil. It's not teaching him something when it's not universal, like the case over here, because I already know even loisev say it's not universal. So today in lashabakoil is going to teach you what it is universal. And therefore, so obvious to us that we knew this because that's the cheshbon that you have to know this. So the kabbai mola known. So the Gemara says, how do we know this? We know this, but how do we know this? The chazir lizda masay kshen shavakol that a pasuk would override negative prohibition and pasuk mema when it's not universal. Now Tais points out the sugya, the perikam the yivamis and the fayim and al svila lashas yisugya the dan holds like our sugya the sulka daitach according to what we had on what we originally understood in the havamina. The Krod de Reisha, Oslash Min Higufa, that the actual Pasuk Reisha is actually teaching the halach itself. That's actually teaching our covers called Reisha Makova, that actually coming all the pace is the violation. But look at Maskon and Masuri, and not the way our Gemara comes out of here, the Dean of Masuri that we know from the Sarakim, just like we explained, and actually he's teaching you something else, as we said, teaching you regarding a lav, Hashava Bakil. Next to Masuri, so where does he know it from? As we said, Nafkali Mizikness Tesikot. Which says when the Chassidim said that's by Mitzrayim. So the question is, Ma Balima, what's coming to teach about the commandment of Begil Kasar? So really, he has to cover all the hair on his body. What do you have to teach you regarding the beard? So the Chiddush is that because says the quote, Yochel Avkay Mitzrayim, and you would think we know you now destroy the corner of the beard. You would think even a coin that's Mitzrayim, meaning the Isbe Lo Yisay Dash Chas, because of the negative prohibition of destroying his beard. But see the Chiddush and the past commandment of keeping it. I but the Chassid Begila called. So I the Mitzrayim says has a crab all the hair on his body. Nuki be minimer to pay yisub. You can say when the corners of his beard fall out on their own, but he himself is not allowed to shave it. Therefore, that's why you need to have Ziknai to teach you that, which is Lo Yisazei Ba'Asei Shein Hashavu Bakal.